Woohoo! I am live. Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Nikki Ramskill, and I'm the female money doctor. And basically, today's session, Facebook Live session, is all about budgeting on multiple incomes. So this was a topic that basically came in from Sarah, and Sarah's in my community. And it was a really good question in that she said, "Well, I've got lots of outgoings in, lots of ingoing as well. So I've got multiple times of the year I'll have different amounts of money coming into my account. How do I budget for all of my outgoings when everything is so varied?" And it's such a good question because I have to admit that I didn't really know much about this because there is, obviously I budget for myself. But I also wanted to make sure that I was also, budgeting for, various different incomes and things like that that I've got. So hang on a second, something's just loading up on my page, and oh, it's just loading up all of my nice chat so I can see who's here. And I've got Sheila and Sherry, and it's quite funny because I suspect that the reason why you're here is because you're not actually watching the football at the moment. So that was one of the things that I forgot to check is whether or not the football was on. And well, it is, so never mind. It's all good. So it'll just be us. It'll be a nice intimate session, and people can watch it later. Okay, so I just want to confirm that you can actually see me, hear me, that kind of thing. While I just show the page. Cool. Yeah, people. Oh, Sherry said she can't. Oh, no. Sherry, I think, means that she's not watching the football. Sheila said she is. It's half time. Nicola, Anne, brilliant. Okay, good. So I can carry on. So what I was just saying is that a question came into the group, and that was coming from Sarah in the community. And Sarah basically said, I've got a job where I get money coming in at different times. How do I budget for this? And it was really interesting because, as I said, it's not something that I necessarily thought about. Although saying that, I do currently have two jobs. I have one job where I have money coming in per month, and I have another job where I get money coming in per week. And it can be quite difficult to actually manage those two income streams because what I need to be very, very, very aware of is when all my outgoings are happening, and then making sure that I've got enough money sitting in my account for all those outgoings happening. And I realized that actually the way I do it is probably a little bit time consuming and actually is not very intuitive. So I went around and researched different ways that we could potentially manage this kind of scenario where you've got money coming in at all different times of the month. And this would apply to somebody that, like the scenario I've just described, where I've got money coming in per week and per month. But it would also apply to people that have got businesses where they've got various different incomes. So every month is slightly different. They might have piecemeal amounts of income. So they might be an accountant or something like that, where they've got one client paying one day, another client paying another day. And it's all a bit random and it's not quite making sense to them. So basically, what I've decided to do is I'm going to break it down and then decide. You can let me know if that makes sense or not, and if there's anything you want me to clarify, then I can do that. The first thing I looked at was essentially you have to be organized with this. So, when you've got multiple income streams coming in, you have to be super, super organized. The first thing you need to do is go back over at least 1 year's worth of ingoing and outgoing expenses, because that will give you a clue as to what happens in your money life, essentially. Excuse me. So the idea is you look at every single month from January right through to December, or June to June, however you want to do it, and you look which months did you have the lowest income, which months did you have the highest income. Are you working for a particular company where you get a bonus 3 times a year? Or are you working for a company where you get a bonus once a year? You might be working as a business where January is really good for you, but December is awful, or vice versa. So you need to have an idea about the pattern that's happening in your company or in your business. So that's the first thing. What months of the year are good? and which months of the year are bad, and write these figures down. So write, you know, write them all out if you have to, but try and work out what's your average, where do you get the most money coming in, and where do you get the lowest amount of money coming in. Now we're going to work with those figures later. The next thing you need to do is look at, okay, outgoings. What months have you got the most money coming out, and what months have you got the least money coming out? Now, for example, Christmas is an expensive time of year for most people. Generally, what happens is you forget about it. It gets to December. You suddenly have to lay out a huge amount of money for Christmas presents or whatever it is you want to do. And then you're out of pocket and you've used a credit card or whatever to get through the month. So the idea is to plan for these expenses, because you're not somebody that can, you know, you've got the luxury of knowing that you've got the same amount of money coming in every month. You have to plan for these things. So look at the months of the year where things are particularly expensive. So it might be the 6 weeks holidays when the kids are off. It might be their birthdays because they've all got clustered around one particular month. It could be Christmas. It might be when your business, you know, has a load of outgoings, for example, when your car needs doing. You know, there are times of the year where you know that you end up spending more money, and the idea is we need to then work out what that amount would be if we divided that by 12, because then that will help us to budget later on. So to recap, you've got your outgoings and you've got your ingoing money. You've worked out which months are at the highest for spending and which months are the lowest for spending, and you've worked out which months are the highest for income and which months are the lowest for income. Now it might be that they're all nicely correlated, or it might be that you've got a mismatch. You just don't know. You just have to have a look and see what's happening. So the next thing you need to be aware of is that actually you're going to have some savings goals in there as well. So it might be that your savings goal is to get an emergency fund by the end of the year. So that's £1,000 by the end of the year. It might be that you want to save up for a holiday next year, for example. So in which case you might have 12 months on which to budget £1,000 or £2,000 or however much you're going to spend on the holiday. So again, that's something you need to allow a budget for as well. So all of these small little things that you would generally forget about and maybe pay off in one lump sum, you need to be aware of that as well. So this is the first stage, is literally getting organized. So I'm just going to just pop back into the chat and just make sure everyone's happy. Basically Sheila's sort of saying that sometimes she has no tenant and therefore no rental. And that means that she has to pay letting agent fees out the first 2 months of rent. So there's all these different things where it might happen. So yeah, you need to be aware of all these different possibilities for you in whatever it is you're doing. So I'm sorry if I kind of miss out on some of the chat, because in this particular scenario on this system that I'm using, it's quite difficult to keep an eye on what's happening. So if it looks like weird stuff's happening, don't worry about it. I'll look up at all the questions later on. So I'm hoping that this will people can hear this and they can understand what's going on. So that's the first bit. It's getting yourself organized, making sure that you've got your whole 12 months planned. And it may be that you then can start projecting ahead and start working out, okay, what do I need to plan for in the next 6 months and the next year? So it's a boring job, I know, but if you allow yourself a couple of hours, it gives you the time to actually sit down and actually work it out. The next bit